Well, good morning. 7:49. We have Mark Hall in studio, Coffeyville City Manager. Good to see you here, Mark. Kind of a rainy one out there. We're happy to see it, though.
Yes, we are. And even though we're still in a watch, and that's more that we, you know, conserve water. But every time that we do get rain, which hadn't been that often, it makes things just a little better. And, of course, unless there's not any moisture during the winter months, consumption of water goes way down.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, cold weather and water tend to not mix.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
This is a great thing that we're seeing the last week and today. It's yep. Just a great thing.
Of course. Well, we do have a meeting tonight, 6:30. Let's get into it.
Yes. If you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of the city hall and go down to the customer service entrance, if you'll go through those doors and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where our commission meeting is held. But we've got, of course, the consent agenda. We have approval of the minutes of the past meeting. We are going to set a public hearing, which this is housekeeping, is for the meeting on December 27th. After Christmas, that'll be our last meeting of the year, and that's where we do budget amendments, which is more of a housekeeping type situation. And then, of course, our appropriations are, we'll just say, a little bit over $3.1 million. And that number is usually explained by Commissioner York, why that number is, and of course, that's the power pool and electric that kind of raises that number up to an unbelievable high.
Sure,
number.
It's just money in, money out sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. But then we moved, of course, citizens' comments, and that's where, you know, the city commission welcomes citizens to come and be heard. At that time, we know that we learn from citizens, and we know there's some things we can't do and some things we can. But it's always good to hear the voice of citizens, and they welcome that. And then, of course, we don't have any public hearings or special presentations. There's not any old business, but new business. The first part is appointments. The first is an appointment to the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center Board of Trustees. Then the next will be an appointment to the City of Coffeyville's Planning Commission. And then the next agenda item will be an appointments to the Coffeyville Parks Advisory Board. And then the next item, we have a discussion and action for the 2023 cereal malt beverage licenses. And those are renewals. You know, sometimes there is new, but that's addressed at that time. And then we go into Resolution 2286, which is to approve the City of Coffeyville fee schedule for 2023. This is a housekeeping measure. That's where we do some adjustments to fees if necessary, but that is for the 2023 year. And then we move on to Resolution 2287, which is a replat of lots 56 and 57 of the Westmoreland Park Addition. And that is what that procedure is a replat. It is a plat of land. It's been replatted. It goes first through the Planning Commission. And, of course, they make their decision recommendation. And then that's forwarded to the City Commission for their final approval or disapproval. So that's just a process of replatting.
And is that to expand the park, or what exactly is that?
Well, this is basically it already has a plat.
Yeah.
It is just redesigning the property lines.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So yeah, it's the same given piece of property, just redesigning how it's broken
okay,
up.
Okay, sure, I gotcha.
And then we have ordinance 2207, and this is regarding the location and use of recreational equipment. That'll be discussed by the City Commission. And then we move to resolution 2288, and this is to approve change orders number 3 and number 4 for the electric generation and roof replacement project. So that is a project, and anytime there's change orders, we go back to the commission and have their approval to proceed.
Sure, because I think I remember they ran into some more. They needed a few more things for that.
Yes,
there's more damage.
Anytime that you tear something off, you find out what's underneath,
yep,
and this didn't look good.
Yep.
So that is. And then, of course, the final is Resolution 2289, and this is a resolution to approve the purchase of playground equipment for the Feaster Park Stone Shelter area from the Parks Improvement Fund. And where this at, if you go up just north of the pool, there's the old storm shelter.
Okay.
And the Parks Board over this summer repainted and repaired the roof, through their advisory board. And then what they've proposed to the City Commission is they would like to, in the playground area, and if you've been up there, it's a small playground. It's got a, 3 foot high or so fence. And, of course, the equipment is very old. And this is goes into our plan. In 2023, we start going through a park per year in replacing all the equipment.
Okay.
And bringing that up. And Sycamore Park is our first park, and that will be, that park will see renovations, new equipment, paths, lighting, these kind of things, and will be completed by the end of 2023. What the Parks Board would like to start off with, and this will be done shortly, after the first of the year, weather permitting, but would like to put, it's a new playground equipment area, slides in this. Then there will be three, and they're replacing, they call them spring features, and there'll be, I think, like a tractor, a pony, and another. I can't remember offhand. And then there'll be a new merry-go-round.
Okay.
And so they'll come in. We'll see if we need to replace the swings. Of course, swings are always sturdy, and the seats can be replaced in this.
Sure.
But this will be all new equipment. And that's the Parks Board request for the City Commission. So then we go to the City Manager's report, and pretty much that's the meeting. And a lot of this and that, a lot of board appointments that they'll address. But it's a good meeting, and it's leading into the final meeting of the year, which will be on, I believe, the 27th.
Yeah,
is December 27th,
that
so that'll
right.
be after Christmas. So this is will be the meeting before Christmas, and I know I will talk to after Christmas, come
sure.
to the show. But
yeah.
So I guess it's my time to sit there and say, do have a merry and safe Christmas holiday. We value Coffeyville residents. You're what makes Coffeyville what it is, and the great city that it is. So please be careful, enjoy the holidays, and we'll I'll come back on the 27th and do the radio show for our final meeting of the year.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Hall, always appreciate having you in studio. Merry Christmas to you. And looking forward to that meeting tonight. We'll be covering it. And it's always good to see our city in action here.
You bet. And always great to be here. Thank
you. All right. And we'll be right back with more right after this on the Mighty 690.